Tomorrow, voters across Ohio head to the polls. And for one Franklin County resident, it raises the question, how do we pick polling locations anyway?
So, where are we right now?
At Tuttle Park.
Okay.
Off of Oakland, down on campus.
This is Tim Dehoff, and we're standing in front of the rec center. Tuttle Park runs along the east side of the Olentangy River north of OSU's campus, right between Lane Avenue and Doddridge Street.
Okay, so why are we here?
Well, I'm curious on how we determine polling locations and where you vote. Because okay. I've already passed on my way here to polling locations that are in my neighborhood. But I come all the way down here. And it just didn't make sense how they choose them.
Election boards manage voting at the county level across Ohio, and they cut the map into precincts of about 1,400 registered voters. The Franklin County Board of Elections determines local boundaries for all 863 of them and tracks down about 360 polling locations. That's about one polling location for every 2.5 precincts. People have been voting at the Tuttle Rec Center for years. Brian Hoyt from Columbus's Recreation and Parks Department says it's a perfect fit.
You know, we call them community centers for a reason. They're part of the community, and Election Day, you know, you can't get more community than that.
Election officials look for polling locations that are ADA accessible, centrally located, and easy to find, with plenty of parking and space inside for voting machines. Usually, that means schools or churches. But sometimes, they wind up in some pretty unexpected places. Like a car dealership in Southwest Columbus. 2 weeks ago, workers dropped off voting machines at Hugh White Honda.
Got three signs, two tables, 9 chairs. Not to mention the machines.
Gotcha. Manager Don Smith says if they can get cars through the doors, voters should be a piece of cake.
We have been a voting location here at Hugh White Honda since about 07, I think. That's when we did a kind of a letter writing campaign. I had heard that they were having trouble with ADA handicap accessible places for people to vote, especially this area.
But most areas don't have volunteers. Election officials have to go looking for polling locations. That's the case in Tim Dehoff's neighborhood. Franklin County Elections spokesman Aaron Sellers acknowledges a different polling location, Glen Echo Presbyterian Church, is closer to his home.
That this area is problematic because it's of its age, and there just aren't a lot of good locations big enough to accommodate all that.
He explains the church can only handle 2 precincts worth of voters, while the Tuttle Rec Center can handle 4. But with locations scarce, planners are pushed towards some strange decisions. The church sits near the border of Dehoff's precinct and the one just south of it, but neither precinct's voters actually use it. In fact, voters who live in the precinct where the Tuttle Rec Center is located don't vote at the rec center either. They go to Newman Church on Lane Avenue. Dehoff understands finding locations is hard, but he's still a bit mystified at where people are sent on Election Day.
Like, there should be maybe see if they can break it up. I don't know. Because it is hard to get volunteers to do anything.
Right.
Like, even when they get paid, it's still hard to get volunteers. So, it seems just like a mess.
Sellers explains everyone shifts southward in Dehoff's neighborhood. If he and his neighbors in Precinct 18B went to the closest polling location, people living north of him would likely end up with an even longer trip to vote than Dehoff has now.
Yeah, it's one of those things that for every action, there's a reaction. And if B was pulled into that location at Echo, that would take somebody out of the Echo Church, and you would have somebody that might be farther away from a location than they currently are.
If you're not sure where you vote, you can find information on the Franklin County Board of Elections website. They note some third-party sites have been sharing incorrect information. Early voting ends today at 2 in the afternoon, and polls are open tomorrow from 6:30 to 7:30. Nick Evans, WOSU News.